Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. Our phone number is 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678. With me this week on this Memorial Day weekend is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
Oh, I'm doing fine, son.
My cousin, Jeff. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having
me. Very much. And some new friends to the show. We have Casey. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
And all the way across the pond from jolly old England is Alex. How you doing, Alex?
Yeah, really good. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming on, guys. Happy Memorial Day to you all.
Happy to you. And
hope you're having a good weekend.
We are. Thank you very much for having us over.
Absolutely. Let's start off with the NHL playoffs. Have you guys been watching any of the hockey games?
I don't know. The Rangers still in?
They sure are. They tied the series with the Lightning. It's two games apiece.
They're definitely making it exciting.
They sure are. I think they're on their way back to the Cup because it's three games left. So it's basically a best of three series.
Okay.
And two games at the Garden, so it looks good for them.
So they're heavy favorites.
I think so.
And how are they looking in if they do advance for the Stanley Cup? How are they?
First of all, I'd like to see them against the Blackhawks.
It's the Blackhawks. Mm. Chicago Blackhawks are the favorite to win the.
No, actually, I'd say that either the Ducks or the
Ducks.
Rangers. The Ducks have
they
been strong.
They can't win the Cup.
They have already, 2004. Believe it or not. Well, it's not the Mighty
Ducks. What does it come to?
It's not the Mighty Ducks anymore.
No, it's not.
But I. Let me ask you, would you rather see an older Original Six team win a Stanley Cup or like one of the new teams, like the Lightning, who actually have already won a Stanley Cup?
Canadian team.
Do you like Canadian teams to win? I like any old team, like the Rangers, Blackhawks. I'd like to see the Maple Leafs.
Well, listen, when a New York team, other than in baseball, can win a championship, yeah, we're all favored.
Yeah, though, that's going to be big. Well, think
how long has it been since any other sports team?
Giants. Giants, 2011.
All right, I'll give you that.
It counts.
I'll give you that. All right.
But since then, 94. The Rangers with 94.
So it's been a long time coming.
As a surrogate Devils fan, it's basically anything other than a Rangers victory.
It's a victory for you.
It's a bit weird supporting three teams in any playoffs.
No, look, I'm a Devil fan. Devils fan. I'd like, you know, I'm okay with the other New York teams winning. I have no problem.
Why Devils for you? In-law supported them, so if I didn't get involved in the Devils and the Jets.
Yeah, your brother-in-law is a big hockey guy, and he's a big Devil fan. And
the mistake I made was immediately getting a Kovalchuk jersey, which is now
absolutely
persona non grata. So
that's why I said to him, get jerseys of former players.
Right.
Get a Brodeur jersey.
You can't go wrong.
Right.
No, they'll always
feel the love.
They'll always be remembered there. There'll always be remembered there.
You can always wear Tom Seaver.
Yes, exactly. For the Mets, you always get Tom Seaver.
You'll always be able to wear Jeter.
Like the year Sammy had gotten Jake a jersey for Christmas.
Right.
So she calls me up. She goes, hey, listen, who does he like? I said, he loves the Raiders. But unfortunately, there are no...
Raider jerseys?
Yeah, there's no Raider jerseys that are... So she got him Carson Palmer. And what's he do the following year? He's gone. So he won't wear it now. He refuses to wear it.
I think the only difference is in football is if they won a Super Bowl. Like, that's the only way you can be like.
With the
Giants, you get Eli Manning, you know, or somebody like a Victor Cruz, like somebody who's been there and been to the top.
But even on teams like that, even the defense, there's no set anchor. You really can't even get a jersey.
They get rid of defensive players so quick.
Yeah.
You can't even get those.
In on one player and hope
Taylor
that you can watch
him
your entire childhood.
Right, exactly.
It's impossible.
Not anymore. They're gone.
No, they're gone.
All those sorts of, they move around big time. So
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, so both the NHL playoff series are two games apiece. So now it's best out of three. And playoff hockey.
Go Rangers.
Playoff hockey is the best kind of hockey. Yeah. So if
that game yesterday was pretty.
Oh, yeah. We were watching the Ducks.
5-all in overtime? 4-all?
It was 5-4. Yeah. And, the Blackhawks had a 3-1 lead. And Anaheim scored three goals in 37 seconds.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Unanswered.
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
It was every time we turned back, it was like, oh, there's a goal.
We weren't paying attention. All of a sudden, what the heck? How'd that happen?
At the third line, and everybody was sweating it out.
Yeah.
Well, it's bad
shots on goal.
By the end, they were just taking pot shots at him, hoping he Crawford.
Yeah, there was one point where one of the the Ducks players got in the way of the Crawford, who was the Blackhawks goalie, and he got so upset at them when the puck was somewhere else, he took his stick and he slapped them with it. But at that exact moment, a shot was coming at him, and he turned back real quick to sort of shoulder it out of the way. Oh, so he really could have screwed the pooch on that.
Just left the whole right hand side of the goal open. Isn't
yes,
it?
He
oh,
did.
Well, I
he
guess he got to
like,
slash that
I'm
guy.
I'm
gonna
get you. Whoa, here it comes. I gotta get back on my job. So yeah, that was nuts. So
if they win the cup, there'll be another movie.
Who? The Ducks?
Yeah.
No, because they already won it.
And would Emilio Estevez take the lead role again?
I doubt it.
As the coach for the Mighty Ducks?
As Anderson, yeah.
He's just been chronically drinking in the intervening period. And
we need you back one more time. We need you back one more time.
It's a coach redemption. It's great.
Are you kidding? With his career the way it's going, he'll do it in a heartbeat.
That's absolutely true.
Agent's knocking down the door right now. Let's get this deal going.
But yeah, now I don't know. The Ducks jersey, I don't like it anymore because it doesn't look like a duck. Like, the old Anaheim Ducks, I can understand. You don't want the purple, you don't want the teal and stuff. But at least make it look like a mallard, like green
right.
and brown or something like that.
Well, what color is it?
It's like black and like this reddish yellow. It's weird.
Marketing colors.
Yeah.
I was about to say, it's like the Oregon Ducks jerseys have just moved to black and gold.
Oh, they have, they're all sorts of different. They have one for every single game. Like, they never repeat those Oregon Ducks.
Well, what's the maybe they called them the meat-eating Ducks. Maybe they draw more.
Yeah.
When the Devils came to New Jersey,
in the way of marketing.
Formerly the Colorado Rockies.
That's right, the original.
And they had a color that they...
Green and red.
They got rid of the green, right?
Yeah, they got rid of the greens. They put it to black. It's sort of
right.
devilish.
You can still, the old
sold
Devils
more,
jersey is still red and green.
Yeah, the old ones.
Oh,
yeah.
The old. I thought the third strip was still.
Well, they probably do. No, like somewhere on their uniform. No,
it's still. It's
they don't
still
pay
on the. It's still on the NHL store for something.
Oh yeah.
I don't
yeah,
know.
But they don't pay homage to that stuff. So. Yeah. So moving on to basketball. How about the NBA playoffs?
Didn't every team make the playoffs this year? I think
almost.
I mean, NBA is such a joke. Let me tell you.
Except the Knicks.
Who's the best player in
the
league now?
Stephon Curry is the best player in the league. Well, he won the NBA.
No, I thought Hardy is. I think Hardy.
Harding? Or Harden, I should say?
Harden, I'm sorry.
Well, right.
Last night.
He's a star.
I know. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the Rockets have not been able to.
No, they.
To overcome. Well, it's the Splash Brothers, and they play really good defense, Golden State does.
The Splash Brothers?
Yeah, the Splash Brothers. It just came out of nowhere. It was a play on the Bash Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Because they're Oakland, and it came from like 2 seasons ago, I found
right.
it.
Right.
Golden State plays in Oakland.
Wow, what happened to the days of Chocolate Thunder? I mean, just easy names. Daryl Dawkins.
That was
Chocolate
a girl at the club I used to go to.
But no, it's definitely different now. So yeah, the Splash Brothers, Curry and I forget the other guy's name, but they play great defense. I mean, they shut down Harden, and there's a reason why Curry won the MVP.
Yeah, I give him. He's a stud.
Now,
there's no doubt about it.
Now, would you watch the series? Because in the East, it's Cleveland and Atlanta, the Hawks and the Cavaliers. Would you watch a finals Hawks and Warriors, because they're both the number one seeds.
I'm the wrong guy to ask. Like I said, I've been down on the NBA for years. It's just not entertaining anymore.
Well,
what about the Clippers owner? He made it entertaining, and they made him sell the team.
Well, that's for the newspapers.
Sounds like he was a lot of entertainment over there.
I still falling asleep by the third quarter.
It's true, yeah.
It's brutal. Yeah, it's like watching paint dry. Just, it's bad.
Well, see, I thought the Clippers should have gone. That would have been great if they went farther. That'd be
sure.
a great story.
Sure.
New ownership. I mean, everybody's coming back. This is a big story again. Mm. Somebody like L.A. versus Cleveland, like the LeBron and the Cavaliers versus the new or at least
sure.
the new owned Clippers. I thought that would have been fun, but no. It looks like it's going to be Golden State and Cavaliers. So, because LeBron's doing it by himself, it's just because Kevin Love's out. He separated his shoulder. And then he had to have surgery. So he's done. And then Kyrie Irving, he's not 100% healthy. And they're just doing it with Nick Kastoffs, J.R. Smith, and Iman Shumpert, and all those guys.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of long in the tooth gentlemen
they're
playing
they
for
are.
That team.
They definitely are.
Wow, how long have those guys been in the league?
Quite a while. And speaking of the Knicks, they got hosed on the NBA draft. They were in line to get the third pick in the NBA draft. They dropped down to fifth.
Because
the Lakers jumped up to the third spot.
It's a conspiracy with
it
that
is.
Guy.
It might be.
So who is their pick with the fifth?
Not a lot. Right now they're looking at the two guys, one from Kentucky and I think the other one's from...
It won't matter. Which one from Kentucky? It's a five-year plan. And when in 5 years it doesn't work, they'll tell you they need three more.
Of course.
That's true, yeah.
It's just going to go on for... This saga will go on forever. We'll be telling this podcast for years to come.
That's right.
About how bad the Knicks are and they can't get anything going.
But, yeah.
Patrick Ewing has his AARP card already.
That's the thing. There's no Patrick Ewing in the draft this year. Right, like, there's no game changers. They're really good guys.
Well, not at the fifth pick. Changers.
No, not at the fifth pick. Timberwolves have the first pick, and they have a choice between these two guys. One's from Kentucky. I forget who the other one's from. But we'll see what they do. But it's just, again, you know, they should add the third pick.
Well, look at this way. They'll have another losing season, and they'll get a shot at the number one pick again next year.
No, you're right. Absolutely. So, but I'm interested to see. I'd like to see LeBron win for Cleveland. I mean, they haven't won since, what, 61 with the Browns? Something like that.
Bring another championship back to that city. That's a nice city. Yeah, I give him props for that. Yeah,
you're going to root for him or them, or you gonna, or will you root more for American Pharoah?
in the Belmont,
right?
That's going to be great. I think I'd like to see.
Well, what's the weather going to be? Is it mud? Because if it is, I'm betting heavy on that horse.
You are?
Oh, yeah, I saw him last time. Absolutely.
He's the only horse that ran in all three of those races.
So did you see him take away, pull away in that last stretch? Obviously, you did. You had.
But the Belmont's a mile and a half. I'm going to go with this horse. With this, it's owned by a guy from United Arab Emirates.
Oh yeah, UAE. Yeah,
yeah. And it's a.
What's the odds on that horse?
And he won a Derby.
Right.
And then he was eighth in the. But he's bred for distance, because the Saudis are saying they have the money, they have the breeding, they have this and that, right? But they have to break in. They have to break in by winning one of the Triple Crown races.
Right.
Not necessarily the Derby.
Do you think the Triple Crown's, like, realistic anymore, given that you have these breeders breeding specialists, especially for the last race?
I think it is, but they just have to...
Well, it's prestige, right?
Well, I don't think they should change. Who was a California Chromes owner last year was like, oh, they got to change this. This is ridiculous. Right. I think the only thing they should change is you can't sit one out and then have them come back for the last one. Because I know.
Well,
like,
you know, they should always lower the bar when I want to enter the club. And then after I get in, could you please keep the riffraff down?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
So this is age old.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they should change anything to try to get the Triple Crown, right. But I think
But it'd be exciting. He's got two in the bag. We've seen it last year. Big disappointment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, there have been a lot that just get to the second
it's
one.
It's a concert atmosphere. I was there last year. There were women in the men's room. It's like a concert from the 60s.
Yeah, well, you were at the Belmont last year. Yeah,
I was there. It was overwhelming.
I gotta say the buzz this year definitely seems less than last year. Like last year, you couldn't
right
put time on the TV without hearing California Chrome going for the Triple Crown.
You know, it was also big that last year the owner. Yeah, I forget the guy's name, but he was a character, and you know, you put him on television. That's a big deal. Like here's somebody, you know, a sounding board. Who just
but then they said he used this breathing strip.
Oh, the horse, that's right, that too, I forgot about
so
that.
So he's saying, well, they shouldn't have this, and then they're looking at him, well, what are you doing with this breathing strip here?
All that stuff, yeah. So that'll be interesting to see, Belmont Stakes. And then we have in baseball, the Mets are out of first place, but that was bound to happen. it's unfortunate.
They need pitchers that hit, too.
They need hitters. Gosh, we've been talking about this all day over hot dogs and steak and all that stuff. That yeah, they just need hitters. And now David Wright has spinal stenosis, which is a narrowing of the spinal column, which they say you can heal from, but it deteriorates your body.
Yeah, but it doesn't thin your wallet.
Not David's wallet. No, he'll have insurance. He's set.
They're going to pay full price for that restriction.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, it's unfortunate, but it's, you know, typical Mets. That's what I expect from them. And then, you know, the Yankees are coming on strong in a slightly weak AL East.
Yeah, slightly weak. I'm baffled how the Yankees are even have a winning record.
Well,
right
I'll tell you why.
Their
because,
pitching staff
you know,
is
unfortunately,
is
the
abysmal.
Red Sox.
Pinyate is their only saving grace.
Yes, but unfortunately, you know, you look at the Red Sox who they had this plan. Like, all right, we take a year off, we come back. We take a year off, we come back. And, you know, they put in a lot of money between getting Hanley Ramirez, who has been performing. I'm actually kind of surprised. I thought there'd be a dip, but he's been able to come back and come back strong. And then, of course, Kung Fu Panda over there. What the heck's his name?
Sandoval.
Yeah, Sandoval. Like they got him, and stuff like that. So I don't know. And then, you know, the Blue Jays haven't been living up to their...
Well, the Blue Jays pitching is their... That's their weakness. That's their Achilles heel. Their hitting is off the charts.
Absolutely.
You've got everybody in our lineup. Boston, they'll come around. Ortiz is 39 years old, not hitting his weight right now.
But he somehow he always comes through.
He so somehow comes through. Yeah, late in the season, things start to warm up. The ball starts to fly.
Big Poppy's like the big hurt.
He is. Yeah. He will hurt the Yankees this year. I promise
you
that.
Very Frank Thomas.
And I am very happy that the Yankees will finish sub 500 this year and watch the Mets hopefully win that last wild card spot and move on to playoffs.
Absolutely.
But without making that trade. No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, they're hoping because the rest of the National League East is going to, or then the entire National League is going to be a little bit weaker.
I see Washington getting Rendon back eventually, so he'll take over that third base spot again for the Nationals, and that's when their bats are going to wake up again. Wirth will come off the DL eventually.
It's true.
You got Michael Taylor. You got plenty of guys on that team that's going to do anything.
That's right.
The Mets
got to
make a move if they're going to keep putting runs on the board because. The way they're going now, this one-run game is just not going
to
win it for them.
No, and it's hard to see where they're going to get these players from. Like, a tired one that we've talked about is Troy Tulowitzki. You know, yes, he's getting paid a lot. Yes, he gets hurt a lot. But there's nobody else out there is on a radar of even like, oh, I want to leave.
But you make an assumption that they're looking. They're not going to look till the fan.
Their fans are looking. I'm looking. Yes. I'm looking to fill that team. Because
no, I come to see the pitching, and I'm like, oh, it's the Mets again.
Why? Really? You don't want to see anybody put the ball over the fence?
Happen this year.
I'd like
it has to happen. If they want to make it to the playoffs, it's got to happen.
July or everybody would do it.
All these other guys are, you know, all these opposing players are able to hit home runs in Citi Field, but, you know, it never seems.
Well, you know what the thing is about Tulowitzki that scares me the most? If you look at his road splits, from his home games,
right?
Hey, it's like lopsided. You know?
Yeah,
he's a big time Colorado hitter. There's no doubt about it.
He is.
I don't think he can leave that park and be as productive as he is in Colorado. So, spending all that money and giving up a good arm for him, I just don't think is a good idea. I know it's going to fill seats, but I don't think it's going to win him a championship.
But I think just across all of Major League Baseball, there's just been a lot of disappointment. The A's, where they are right now, this early in the season. Seattle was supposed to do a lot more, but they haven't been able to do it.
The only question I ask, when's Harvey pitching?
Well, he pitched yesterday, and he got beat
8-2.
That's all
I want to know.
And he lost 8-2, so, you know, hey, that's
he
what
gave
happens.
Up 8 runs?
Yes, he gave up 7 of them.
What happened?
Home runs.
They hit the ball?
Yeah, they hit the ball.
Yeah, well, the thing is this, he puts the ball right where they hit the home runs. So.
Well, with that right there, what's the draw? Yet. I mean, what would you go pay, see?
Harvey. The pitching,
right.
DeGrom,
that's what
Bartolo Colon.
David Wright's not there. I'll wear the shirt, but he ain't there.
No, he's gone. No, he's that. Now he officially can be one you can buy a jersey of because you'll remember him in the past. And you won't have to worry. He'll be playing somewhere else, so you won't have to worry about that.
He's a good citizen.
Yeah. I mean, he's a Giant fan and all this stuff. So I don't know. It'll be fun. You know, interesting. Moving over to the NFL really quickly. So Robert Kraft has accepted begrudgingly.
Is he going to apologize to the
fallout?
League?
No, he's not going to apologize. However, he demanded an apology from the league.
Are people
going
to apologize
ago?
To Ray Rice because they dropped the charges?
I doubt it.
And how can you get your ass whooped like that in an elevator and have no scars? I mean, I'm just
well,
saying.
I don't know about that.
I didn't even see swelling.
She's got quite a jaw, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's
but
yeah.
They had a hike out.
That's right,
yes.
Jesse.
Nice kid.
It's my cousin Jeff's younger son. But yeah, so Kraft is gone, and apparently that's not going to help.
But they had a hike out. They lose.
Yeah, the Giants. They did.
Yeah, they definitely lose, but they're going to have a good season next year.
That's right.
All those wide receivers they're going to have. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know if they need. They drafted a wide receiver, didn't they?
They drafted a wide receiver. You got Victor Cruz coming back.
And then, ODB.
Is he going to be healthy?
I don't know if they need three wide receivers, though. And if you're going to draft one that early, I think you should have worked
on. We got to compete with Chip Kelly.
That's true.
See how they're going to use Tebow with the two-point specialist?
I heard about that.
Yeah.
No. Just make him a
fan. Yeah, what are the new rules, by the way?
With his squeaky clean image, you're buying a little bit of good press when you hire him.
Right? I think
you definitely bring a certain fan base with you who will buy a shirt.
He does.
I don't absolutely know that he does a lot.
Makes him seem fair-minded.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. He's won.
Redemption.
Yeah, yeah.
When he has played, and I'm not just talking on special teams as a you know, a blocker and a
right.
Or
beat
gunner.
The Steelers in a playoff game.
Yes, he's the only quarterback so far in NFL history to have won a playoff game and never started another.
What a thankless
regular
league.
Season game.
It is a thankless sport.
It and is. But he's won.
Especially with the contracts they signed.
For me later.
They got no safety net whatsoever. One concussion, that's it. Your career's over. Money's gone. It's all dried up. Posse leaves you.
That's how Tom
your
Brady
wife
got
leaves
into
you.
Sport.
It's so all over.
Pretty much, yeah. That's right. What he's been able to do.
But I mean, like, especially with Tim Tebow in Denver, it's like Peyton Manning walked into the same team, basically, and
right.
was able
right.
to do so much more.
So much, yeah.
So was that Tim Tebow? Was it? The Denver organization was a little bit of both.
Right.
I think it was a little bit of both.
Right.
You know, I mean, Peyton, there's no doubt about it. Peyton is a better quarterback than Tim Tebow. But to say that Tim Tebow
isn't worth a shot. Yeah.
That isn't correct.
Well, he's definitely not a quarterback. Well, we can't label him as
he's
a quarterback.
Not a running back.
He's definitely
fullback.
Not a running back, but they got him.
He's a fullback.
He's not a fullback.
You say tight end?
I could see him as a tight end.
I could see that too.
He's got the size for it. So.
Does he have a hands for it?
I don't know.
That's why I don't think a tight end.
You have a guy he's pretty decent sized that
absolutely.
He can pull off that fullback role if need be, but he's not that
no,
type
he's
of blocker.
He's going to use him for the 2-point
You're
going to
use him, yeah, but that's it? You're going to spend all that money on a guy that's utilized
that
for?
Well,
so when he comes into the game,
look at
you
the
know
third,
who's getting it?
Look at the third string they had before. They didn't use him at all.
Matt Barkley.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Bruce didn't even know.
I just don't think he's worth rostering. I don't think he's worth
I think
unless you're
going to
really get some significant offense out of the guy. For a gimmick play, I just don't see he's worth
He'll be the holder?
He could be the commentator for all I care, holding the clipboard.
Although I do agree.
He ain't going to be on the football field, that's for sure.
Although I do think for field goals and extra points that a quarterback should be the holder.
Yeah,
so it's going to the 15.
The guy that handles
going
the ball.
Going to the 15-yard line, right?
Yeah, so they changed
that
the rules.
What is that rule?
Yeah, so the field goal, the extra point, I should say, is going to be from the 15-yard line to try and spice it up.
Will that keep you watching it, or will you still go to the bathroom?
No, I'll go right to the bathroom. Because
as long
as I know
matter,
who scored.
Right?
when they move it back to the 30,
you're not
then
watching
you can go,
it.
All right, maybe I need
right,
to
right,
out
right. Make it interesting.
If you're buying TV commercial time, you don't want it.
No, definitely not.
Because nobody's
yet.
There.
It's less time for analysis of the touchdown. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm sorry. You know, I just think that...
That's true, yeah.
I would have preferred a narrowing of the goalposts.
Yeah, make it like a square. Why not the height? Why make it more accurate? Who cares about the distance? The guy can kick it 50 yards and he hits it over the uprights. Why can't he get it through this maybe a rectangular
shape,
but height and the bottom as well, something that he's got to get through and not just over.
I can't
imagine
that
might make it
down
a little more
highway,
interesting, a little more challenging.
Like peewee games just with giant square posts.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, something interesting like that. I'm telling you. That people will buy it.
Yeah. But now, and
I'm hooked already. Look, I want to put it up.
And now there's all this discussion about people. Why don't we just get rid of the extra point? Why don't we just, you have to go for two. And I'll tell you why. Coaches want choices. If you're going to get, okay, well, I don't just want to go for two. Is there a four
but
there play
yeah,
I can
yeah,
go
but
for
there's it? Mathematical equations that they back up certain scenarios, you know, how you would approach your next
but
move.
But they got rid of the kickoff return. Besides the bomb, it was the second most exciting thing about football.
Yes, the kickoff return. But
and they got rid of it. Some lawyer, who? Doctors, lawyers,
yes,
somebody.
Because all the concussions and stuff.
We'll take the helmets off then. I bet they don't
I'll agree
that
with
hard.
That. I'll agree
just
with that.
Just on that play?
Right.
No, you're
no. Them put them right back
cut, their, cut their salaries, too. And I won't
say
it's not as exciting. It's not as exciting.
To watch
right,
that.
But you know what that means? Concessions will be cheaper. That means we can
break
actually take our families to a football
MMA.
Game.
MMA. Take the gloves off. People come to
that's
see.
That's it.
Right?
I went.
You're not far
it
off.
It didn't work for boxing. They made the gloves like beach balls.
Yeah, you're not far
nobody
off.
Came
that's
to
true.
See it.
No, nobody saw that.
No, they definitely didn't. So, yeah,
we're not civilized. We pretend to be.
Yeah, so. That'll be interesting to see, and you know, pretty soon the training camps are going to start and all that stuff. And before you know it, it's the start of the NFL season. All that. They also ESPN said they're going to move one of their playoff games to ESPN. One of the wild card games. I know they did their. What was it?
So 2-4-7. ESPN and NFL Network are going to have the games?
Oh, actually, they're moving it to ABC, I believe.
ABC.
Yeah, the ESPN game that they put that actually didn't draw that much, they're going to put on ABC.
On primetime television?
Yeah, so ESPN, which is it's the same company, so I just thought that was interesting that they're going to do that.
So. Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't do that the first time.
Can we watch
why,
NFL
why draw
mobile?
The attention to a channel that's only attracted to, you know, certain demographic? I don't understand.
Doesn't
why,
everybody want to know that? When can I watch it mobile? When can I have it like?
Technically,
on my tablet?
You can.
You can, but you know can, what? It lags. Yeah, eats up data. I'd rather sit on my couch on a big widescreen television watch it.
If you want to watch it,
on my
yeah,
like this, my neck hurts already just thinking about putting my head down, watching on this little device. My eyes are already starting to hurt.
The like, best way to watch football is at home, and the best way to watch a baseball game is at the stadium.
At the stadium, yeah.
You get that.
You need to come. Renee was telling me the other day. She's like, I could easily watch a game with the volume off. I said, there's no way. I'd lose my mind. Trying to watch a ball game with the volume.
Yeah,
off.
No,
I can't.
Need,
I need to
hear
what the, all the crap that these guys are selling me, but because it's interesting. It keeps
hockey
me there.
Had that tracer puck.
Oh gosh,
that
would
follow.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
You didn't like
worst.
It blocked out
it gets
too much
annoying.
Of the screen.
Yeah, it's like
no,
it's
it
like
so
hockey for dummies.
Yeah, it was so distracting. Yeah. Like obviously, look, if you're watching tennis,
they wanted to gain women viewers. By doing that.
Well, but that's not the way to do it.
I mean, they don't put the bouncing ball on
no,
like
make it look like a pair
concerts,
of shoes.
Keep along with the words.
Yeah, that too. Make it a pair of shoes.
Make it look like a pair of shoes.
Stereotype.
Yeah. Oh, you're funny. Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you very much, guys, for joining me.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Happy Memorial Day. Thanks, Dad. Alex.
Thanks
Casey,
to all those who served.
Jeff.
Absolutely. Gave the utmost.
Thanks very much for joining me as well. So the number you can reach us at to comment or anything else is call 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678. You can also find us on Twitter at EverymanSports. Thank you very much. Andrew, if you please.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.